You be the one.
You be the one.
You be the one.
Use me to make a difference. I want to make a difference.
Eradicating the stigma of mental illness, stomping out bullying, and preventing suicide. Strength needs to come from within. Welcome to You Be the One with Kevin Johnson, professional educator, certified health, wellness, and life coach. Be inspired. Be empowered. Be you. And now, Kevin Johnson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to You Be the One. I am Kevin Johnson, your host, and I am just glad to have you with me at any time that you tune in and listen to my podcast. First, I would like to say that You Be the One started off as an internet radio show, and I stopped doing that. And I decided that I could just do a podcast and continue the work that I'm doing, helping people in my community by providing evidence-based strategies and techniques to deal with issues such as bullying, suicide prevention, and mental illness. But just to tell you or share with you a little about the man behind the microphone, I am Kevin Johnson, your host, and I am just glad and honored just to have this opportunity to be with you all on a regular basis. Now, first, I would just like to say that I am, how would I like to put this? I'm a lifelong learner, for one. I'm in school. I attend Liberty University, completing my doctorate in community care and counseling with a cognate in traumatology. I have worked in higher education going on 20 years, working in all capacities from coordinator, director, budget manager, instructor, professor, pretty much you name it. I have had some interaction in that arena, teaching different courses from GED to early childhood care education, psychology, college success skills, and so on and so on. I am also a certified health and wellness coach, as well as a certified life coach. I am a certified mental health first aid instructor. I serve as a field advocate for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and I serve on the education committee as well. I am a master trainer for the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, which is headquartered in Chicago. And we have a branch here, a chapter here in Central Georgia, DBSA Central Georgia. So you can check that out if you go to just DBSA of Central Georgia, spell it out, centralingeorgia.com, and check out the website, and it'll tell you all about the meetings and what the organization is about. So, You Be the One. That is my brainchild. I like to say this is the nonprofit that I dreamt of when I was younger. And just to tell you a little about it, You Be the One. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And basically, we are committed to eradicating the stigma of mental illness, stomping out bullying, and stopping suicide. The core of the organization is just to empower communities to be advocates, to become knowledgeable, inspired, and motivated, to become upstanders and not bystanders, by loving people unconditionally, believing in people, and adding value to the lives of others. You Be the One is committed to providing hope, saving lives, restoring dreams, and helping our people, our children, to become more resilient in life. So, some of the issues that will be discussed under youbetheone.org or You Be the One, we will look at issues such as mental health diseases, the stigma that comes with mental health and bullying and suicide, trauma, and even poverty and the role that it plays. So the whole purpose of this show is to help people who may be dealing with some of these issues. I believe firmly that if we are not part of the solution, then we are part of the problem. So as a society, we must be the doers, because the naysayers are part of the problem and not the solution. So I just want everyone who listens to my show to be empowered, to be inspired. Just be you and be the difference in someone else's life. Now, bulletproof. It is something new and it's going to focus solely on bullying. I have other topics that I will cover throughout my segments in my podcast, but Bulletproof is just that. It is protecting children or people or adults in the workforce from being bullied by others, trying to share different strategies. And the other thing, too, how to de-escalate a bullying situation and just provide education and awareness about the dangers of bullying. So this is my first podcast. I just feel as though I need to lay down the foundation for, you know, where we're headed in the future. But I would briefly just like to give a quick overview of what is bullying. How is it defined? And I use and I go to a lot of different websites, but one that is good, that is very good, is stopbullying.org. And it would be good if, you know, you check it out, look at the different resources and the information that is there. But bullying is unwanted aggressive behavior among school age children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. The behavior is repeated or has the potential to be repeated over time. Both kids who are bullied and who bully others may have serious lasting problems. And in order to be considered bullying, the behavior must be aggressive and it must include the imbalance of power and it must be repeated over and over. So sometimes I hear children and others state that they're being bullied and it's an isolated incident where someone may have called them a name. Never happened again. That's not bullying. It has to meet an imbalance of power and it has to be repeated. Okay, so bullying, it includes all types of harassments. We're looking at, you know, making threats, spreading rumors, attacking someone physically or verbally, and or excluding someone from a group on purpose. So there are different types of bullying as we know. We have verbal, you know, teasing, the name calling, inappropriate sexual comments, taunting, or just the threats to cause harm. Social bullying. This is sometimes referred to relational bullying. It involves hurting someone's reputation or character, leaving someone out of a group activity on purpose, telling other children not to be friends with someone, spreading rumors, embarrassing a person in public. As we all know, the physical bullying involves hurting a person's body or possessions, hitting, kicking, spitting, tripping, pushing, and making mean or rude hand gestures. So, bullying can occur during or after school hours. While most reported bullyings happen in the school building, a significant percentage also happens in places like on the playground or the bus. It can also happen while traveling to or from school, in the youth's neighborhood, or on the internet. And I really want to touch on cyberbullying right now, because what's going on in the world with the coronavirus, and a lot of schools are out. And just because schools are closed, that does not mean bullies are closed. So now I believe that we're going to see an increase in cyberbullying, because, like I mentioned, just because there's no school, the bullies are not just going to take a break and leave those they pick on alone until classes resume. That's not happening. So when we talk about cyberbullying, it is the bullying that takes place over digital devices, cell phones, computers, and tablets. A lot of the times it's social media, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. They're posting things about their friends or what happened in school and harassing individuals. It can include, you know, sharing personal or private information, and it can be very dangerous and damaging, not only to the person, but to other people who can go on the social media website or who can see the information as well. But the common forms, as I mentioned, social media, we have text messages, instant message, emails. Now, one that really blew my mind, I had like two students I did a case study on, and both of the young ladies stated that they were bullied on their cell phones. I mean, they received phone calls on their cell phones, and I was just trying to figure out how did that happen and to be harassed in that method. But that says a lot about bullying and the psychological effects that a bully can have on the person that he or she is harassing, for that individual to answer the phone or to engage in those text messages from a bully. And those are some topics that I will go into more detail later on in my podcast, because this is dear to me. It's part of my research. As I mentioned, my background, my cognate is traumatology. Trauma. Bullying is a form of complex trauma. If children, young adults, adolescents are not treated, they just grow up to be adults with issues. Okay? So we must address these issues today and not tomorrow, and wait for the child to grow up to become an adult and forget about what happened. It does not work that way, because trauma, number one, can get trapped emotionally, mentally, but a lot of people do not realize that trauma gets trapped in the body, and so it must be released. And we will discuss that in the future. But for today's show, it's just laying the foundation of where we headed and where we're going for Bullyproof. Okay? So some of the special concerns with the cyberbullying is that, number one, it is persistent because digital devices offer an ability to immediately and continuously communicate 24 hours a day. So it can be difficult for children experiencing cyberbullying to find a relief. You know, way back when I was in school, when bullying took place, it ended at school or on the way from school because we did not have the technology that we have today. But now, people who are being bullied, they do not get a reprieve. They do not get a break, because before they can even make it home, someone has posted something nasty or negative or embarrassing on Facebook, Instagram, Snap, or wherever else, okay? And a lot of times, the information that is posted is permanent information, and not only can the person see it who's being harassed or who's being bullied, but others can see it as well. And we all must just take a stand and model that bullying in any form or any fashion is unacceptable, and there is no place for it in our society. In our society. So we have to work together. We have to come together and be the difference in other people's lives. I look forward to the time that I'm going to share with you all. It's going to be times where I have guests on the show. There will be times where you can call in, and when I go live and live streaming and all of that, which will be down the road. I'm just getting established. And so it's just important that we stay connected. We get the word out. We keep bullying on the forefront, because We have so many of our young people who are taking their lives because of being bullied. Now, bullying is one of those tricky situations. It's almost like I compare it with smoking. Okay, we say a lot of times people think that smoking cigarettes causes cancer. And that's false. Smoking cigarettes can cause cancer. Okay? Because we're only allowed to do correlational research to determine that. And no psychologist, psychiatrist, researcher, or anyone else will say that bullying causes depression, or bullying causes low self-esteem, or bullying causes suicide. It goes back to that correlational research. Bullying can cause low self-esteem. Bullying can cause depression. Bullying can cause suicide. So there is a connection. There is a relationship. There is an association. And we cannot be ignorant of that. Bullying is real. It's not harmless child's play. It's not a rite of passage. And children should not have to endure that. We do not know the psychological effects that certain words that are said and how it can damage an individual for the rest of his or her life. So we must be the difference. We must be inspired enough to care enough, to be empowered enough to be who we are, so that we can be the difference in the lives of others. I hope you all tune in. I hope you all follow my podcast, join, leave comments, leave topics you would like for me to cover. My research in different areas is deep when it comes to mental illness, trauma, just different topics. Whatever you want to hear, whatever you need, please reach out to me. And we will discuss the issues, not only the issues that are important to me, but the issues that are important to you. And one thing with bulletproof is just like a bulletproof vest. We are going to build up our young people so that they are equipped with the weapons, with the tools to combat bullying behaviors, to de-escalate a bully, and to provide them with the coping skills and how to be assertive without just being rude or causing more problems or making the situation worse than what it is. We're going to also look at the bystanders, people who just watch other people being bullied. We need more people to stop being bystanders and to become upstanders. Together, we can make a difference. Together, we can be the change that we want to see in the world. Together, we can slow down the process of bullying. Together, we can bulletproof our children. This is my time for today. For more information, please visit my website, youbetheone.org. Until next time, I ask that you be inspired, be empowered, be the difference. God bless and have a great evening. Have a great day. Have a great morning. Peace.